I don't really enjoy being a parent. I have two lovely young children. This is very uncommon. I am mostly interested in myself and want to do something, and just skip because other messages came in. Sorry about that. And my eyesight is not good enough to just have quickly follow through. Let me see if I can grab it again. Is this very uncommon? I am mostly interested in myself and what is important to me. I carry guilt as a result and feel that I need to make a real effort to spend time with them. Now, this is not an unusual situation. However, to actually say you don't enjoy being a parent doesn't mean that you don't love your children. It actually means that you may not be getting the correct kind of balance in your life that you need. Many times people think that being a parent means you have to be full-time and you cannot do anything else. And if you do anything else, you're abandoning your children. And you have to ask yourself, why do you have that kind of a fear? But being a good parent means that you get a balance every day. If, according to your children's age, determines whether they're in school or in nursery, but if they're not old enough to go to school, you need to find some kind of a relief program. Now, there's mother-to-mother programs. There's various kinds of programs where you can get babysitters and you can do shared parenting time. And sometimes what happens, you leave your children to your best friend's house for one day. They leave their children at your house the next day. So you can have a time for balance. If you're educated formally and you'd like to engage in your career, that's a good thing to do. And you can do that either for 2 hours a day, 4 hours a day, or 8 hours a day without realizing that your children are being neglected. But sometimes parents are insecure about their own parenting because of the way they were raised or what they sense from their own parent. You remember a little while ago we were talking about where children felt that there was something wrong going on in their home base. Well, the way they grow up with that is they may carry that on into their own relationship as a parent, thinking that, am I going to be good enough because I never really had a good model at home? I don't want to repeat what my parents did. So I have to exhaust myself to give my children what my parents didn't give me. Sometimes what you learn from your parents is what not to do. And you may try to overcompensate for that. So for this listener who's written in so eloquently, I would recommend that you look at how to get a balance in your life. Yes, of course, every day there's going to be time for parenting. But there also needs to be time for you to recreate. Take up a sport, a hobby. You need to have time with friends. You actually need to have time with your spouse as well. You need to have spiritual time. Many times people forget that spiritual attribute. But the balance for life, and it's the number four, it means that you have time for work, which also includes being a parent. You have time for recreation, time for a sense of belonging, and spiritual awareness time. Those things have to be done every day. You don't wait till your children are 18 and say, okay, that's when I'm going to take up tennis or learn to play the piano, or I'll write this book, or I'll get back into my career. Every day there needs to be a time for balance, and that balance for life includes work, play, love, and worship.
I want to ask the doctor, I always feel something bad will happen and I feel depressed and have anxiety. That's why I have high blood pressure. How to sort this anxiety about many things? Thank you.
There's many kinds of things that could be going on, and it's impossible to get a correct diagnosis based on three or four sentences. But thank you very much for taking the time to write that in. Let me tell you, when you have a combination of depression and anxiety, that's usually an indication of stress. And stress comes in different flavors. So it's not just dealing with the anxiety. You may need to be dealing with depression as well. The high blood pressure is not an unusual factor with stress. What I'd be concerned about is what's happening to your immune system. So physically and psychologically, these matters need to be addressed. Now, don't get anxious. This is not going to be 4 days a week on the couch for the next 5 to 7 years. It can actually be done in 4 to 8 sessions with a competent professional who knows how to walk you through the process to help you learn how to deal with your own stresses, anxiety, depression, and take better control of your own life so these symptoms are not controlling you, but you're controlling them. And you have a lot of other SMSs coming in.
I do. I'm doing my best to go through them all, field them all. Let me get to, I'm 33 years old and almost finished my adoption papers this month. My problem is I was raised by my grandmother when I was seven. I remember I'm calling my mother aunt, and if I see her, but she never corrected me that she's my real mother. When I knew that she was my real mother, but I was to call her aunt, I keep asking myself, why didn't she tell me, why she didn't raise me?
Before you do the adoption, you need to resolve this in yourself so you'll be adopting for the right reason. There's been a lot of denial in this family, and there's been some secrecy. There's even been some deception in what's going on that nobody's dared talk about. That's a very uncomfortable situation that you're realizing. You want to stop this cycle right now before you adopt or before you have biological children. It doesn't matter. But whatever children you're going to have, you need to stop the cycle now so it doesn't bleed over into them where you're going to have secrets from them, behave in a form of denial. I can't answer the question exactly here because this is going to take some attention that needs to be undivided attention. The best thing to do is contact a third-party professional who deals with these kinds of situations, and it won't take forever. It's only a matter of maybe 4 to 8 sessions.
So, again, it's another example of something that's happened in the family, that's happened whether it be a parent or a grandparent, and you are now feeling you're the one reeling from those actions, trying to work it out, trying to make sense of it, trying to make sense of yourself in some cases as well. But a lot of SMSs about that, really all coming out of where we started this morning, which was talking about secrets, what a secret can be, when to keep that secret, when you feel you should tell the secret. It's been absolutely fascinating. And thank you so much to everyone for sharing your stories and really giving us insight into what can happen to individuals. And that's what it's all about on this show. It's about you, the individual, your story, and what affects you. Now, someone's SMS'd in asking, does Dr. Raymond do counselling? My husband, who's having an affair, wants to get help but feels he can only talk to a man, and we can't find anyone in Dubai. Would you be able to help professionally, Dr. Raymond, at HRI with marriage guidance, or in this case, a man that's had an affair?
At the Human Relations Institute, we're located in Dubai Knowledge Village. There are several professionals, and you can visit our website, which is www.hridubai.com. HRI Dubai is one word. So HRI stands for Human Relations Institute, and it's www.hridubai.com. Or you can give us a call directly, 04-365-8498 or 365-8578. Now, the professionals that we have do clinical, forensic, school psychology, organizational. We have an assessment center. We have people who are specialized in marriage, family, child development, parenting programs. We have a full gamut of professionals. As there are many good professionals in the community, ours is also considered one of them that is licensed by the Dubai Health Authority. So no matter where you go, you need to make sure that you're going to a legitimate organization with legitimate professionals. You don't go to a place where you have contact by a mobile telephone or they're working out of their kitchen. It has to be a proper clinic that is registered by the Dubai Health Authority, and the professionals must be licensed by the same organization. So again, the Human Relations Institute is one of several legitimate practices, and we're located in Dubai Knowledge Village. The number is 365-8578, or go to our website, hridubai.com.
And just quickly from Tess, how does one deal with the temper tantrums of a loved one?
I don't know, you have to ask my wife. Actually, ignoring them is one of the better ways to do that, because according to behavioralists, if you ignore a behavior, it won't repeat. If you give it attention, even negative attention, it has a tendency to be repeated. Now, if you're talking about a temper tantrum, that's just I'm feeling bad that I'm not getting all the attention that I want, then you can ignore the temper tantrum, but give attention at other times. But if you're actually politely saying that you're being abused, and this is a very sensitive situation, then you are going to have to get third-party assistance from a qualified psychologist who works with these kinds of behaviors and family marriage issues.